Welcome to The Good We Can, a podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Today I'll be reading a Bible passage from this week's lectionary and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. Today we turn to Genesis 24, verses 58 to 67. They called Rebekah and said to her, "Will you go with this man?" She said, "I will go." So they sent off their sister Rebekah, her nurse, Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah, saying to her, "May you, our sister, become thousands of 10,000. May your children possess their enemies' cities." Rebekah and her young women got up, mounted the camels, and followed the man. So the servant took Rebekah and left. Now Isaac had come from the region of Beer Lahai-Roi and had settled in the arid southern plain. One evening, Isaac went out to inspect the pasture and while staring, saw camels approaching. Rebekah stared at Isaac. She got down from the camel and said to the servant, "Who is this man walking through the pasture to meet us?" The servant said, "He's my master." So she took her headscarf and covered herself. The servant told Isaac everything that had happened. Isaac brought Rebekah into his mother Sarah's tent. He received Rebekah as his wife and loved her. So Isaac found comfort after his mother's death. Our devotion today is written by Kayla Craig, author of To Light Their Way, a collection of prayers and liturgies for parents, Tyndale Publishers, 2021. Kayla writes nuanced, nurturing prayers at liturgies for parents on Instagram. She lives with her family in a former convent in her Iowa hometown. You can connect at kaylacraig.com. Road trips are full of choices. You can veer right, or turn left, or turn off the car altogether. Even when you run out of gas and find yourself a bit stranded, you can choose to call a tow truck, trek to a gas station, or take a moment and have a good cry. Life is made up of choices. From the seemingly ordinary, like navigating the finer points of a road trip, to the most confoundingly extraordinary, such as deciding to get married or choosing to embark on a big move. God is a God of abundance, allowing us to choose the paths we'll take and how we'll get there. God is also a God of love. We are given agency to enter into the mystery of God's love. In the seemingly mundane moments and in the biggest transition points of our lives, we decide. We refuse, we accept. There's always a choice. In today's scripture, Rebekah has a choice, a big one. Will she accept this invitation to leave her home to marry a man she's never met? Will she leave with a stranger, Abraham's servant, and wave goodbye to all she knows to enter into a bigger story? "I will go," she says. And she does. But she doesn't make this decision in a vacuum. Her decision to offer kindness and hospitality to a stranger begets this choice to enter into God's story. And her yes is an answer to Isaac's prayer. We never know when our yes to the Holy Spirit will be an answer to a stranger's prayer. When your conscience is pricked, when the Spirit whispers into your heart, you have a choice. Will you welcome the stranger? Will you enter into God's covenantal love? O God, be near in my decision making. Help me to choose what is right and just, and help me trust you in the unknowing. Amen. pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.